made out of wood.
Well, if you had to pour some liquid into a small mouth bottle, something that you might use to keep the liquid from spilling all over the place?
Use a funnel.
And the thing that you would use if you were driving a buggy to get your horses to go faster?
Buggy whip.
Were those, were they made out of leather or what?
Well, they were made out of different things. Some of them made out of, most of them are made out of a limber vine, rattan vine or something of that nature, and it wrapped with some form of leather.
I see.
And it was tapered.
But when a farmer was taking some corn to the mill to be ground, did he have any name for, say, just the amount of corn he could take at one time?
Well, it was a peck or a bushel. But seldom ever take over three bushels of corn at one time to grind, because cornmeal might get bugs in it. And just take some and grind it and use it up while I go back and grind some more.
Right. Did you ever hear farmers refer to a turn of corn? Anything like that?
No.
To mean just the amount they could take at one time?
No, I never have referred to them as that.
Usually just a bushel or a peck or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Half a bushel or. And as I said the other day, they take maybe a bushel of corn, and whoever it was grinding the corn, he'd take his pay as out of the share of the corn. Now, he might not grind it, but anyway, that's the way he'd get his pay.
If your electric lamp over there was to burn out, the thing that you'd replace, you call that the
light bulb.
And if your wife was going to take her wet clothes outside to hang them up, she'd probably carry them out there in them.
Oh, now that's a wide variety of things. They carried them out in dish pans, in buckets, big buckets, and maybe a wooden basket that was set that like they made them to measure potatoes or anything like that in it. I've seen them take those wooden baskets and line them with some kind of cloth and use it because it had a handle on each side.
Right.
Fill it up with wet clothes. If there was two of them, why, they'd just take, carry it out and hang it on clotheslines.
I mentioned a minute ago, if you were putting some liquid in bottles, after you got the liquid in the bottle, the thing that you could put in the mouth to keep the liquid...
Cork. Bottle cork.
What about these things you sometimes see fellas playing them, they play them with their mouths and moving back and forth like so?
Harmonica?
Have you ever heard
French
that?
French harp?
French harp. Do you have any idea which one of those might be older? Older word?
I don't know. I don't have the least idea. But used to be the most common name was French harp.
What about this thing, you know, you play like this?
It's juice harp.
Did you ever try to play it though?
Yeah.
Were they particularly hard?
No. You'd control the sound with your mouth. Shape you shape.